Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech for my power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
This morning I want to speak with us. I don't know what I would call it as a title, but I want us to look at some historical events that took place in the past and draw lessons from it. I want us to look at the children of Israel and what led to the book of Judges. So I want to turn your Bibles together with me to the book of Judges. Somebody posted something on our WhatsApp group and encouraged us to stop using iPad and phones as Bibles. How many of you saw it? How many of us saw that you should stop coming to church with iPad and phone? You should go and get original Bible. Praise God. If you do have original Bible, raise up your iPhone or your phone. You came with phone as Bible. Just raise it up. Okay. All of us must be born again. Next we come with a Bible. Is that okay? You must be what? Born again. Hallelujah. Are you in Judges? Judges chapter 1. Father, I thank you for this hour. I thank you, Lord of heaven, for putting these thoughts in my heart. I'm trusting that these words that I will speak will come forth as seed that will fall on good soil in the name of Jesus. The Bible said that the people of Bara were more honorable than those of Thessalonica because they received the word. I pray that these words will be received and, Lord, to be acted upon in the name of Jesus. Lord, grant me the utterance and the flow in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name we prayed. Amen. The Bible said, chapter 1, verse 1, now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall be first to go up for us against the Canaanites to fight against them? Hallelujah. This tells us that there was a leadership crisis, as it were, in Israel. When God was to save Israel, he raised a man in the person of Moses. And when Moses finished his course, God raised another leader for them called Joshua. Amen. And so we assume that that will be the trend, that God will keep raising a leader for Israel every time one passes away. However, the Bible told us that after Joshua died, there was no provision for another leader. Praise the Lord. And from that time till the day that Samuel came to power, that Samuel ruled Israel as the last judge. Remember, the emergence of a king in Israel was the termination of God as their spiritual leader. Because immediately Joshua died, Israel recognized that they still had one who is eternal in the heavens. Men pass away, but God does not pass away. The Bible said the children of who? Of Judah. Sorry, the children of Israel went to the Lord to ask the Lord, who shall go up? There were 12 tribes, and they went seeking the Lord, and the Lord gave an answer. Praise the Lord. What the church does not understand, that God just placed us here as representatives, we don't have the final say. Leaders come and leaders go, but God remains. Is that not the same thing with the military saying that and soldier come, soldier go, or soldier go, soldier come? Which one is going? But Barak will always remain. God always remains.
This is a fundamental lesson that we as believers must learn. Men did not die for you. Men did not shed their blood for you. Only Jesus did. And you must recognize that every time you wake up, your allegiance is first and foremost to God and to the people He gave to you as leaders. Amen. Am I making sense? But there are times when your leader will die. Or there are times when your leader will misbehave. Or there are times when your leader is not available. Who will you turn to? Isaiah, in the day, in chapter 6 of Isaiah, the Bible said, in the year King Uzziah died. That was the year Isaiah saw the Lord. I don't know who is King Uzziah in your life. They have never been led by God directly without an intermediary. That was the first time there was no intermediary between God and Israel. And so the whole Israel collectively went to seek the Lord and said, Lord, who will go up? And God said, let Judah go up first. Praise the Lord. Let Judah go up first. Now there's a lot to say about that, but that's not my emphasis this morning. Praise the Lord. And the Bible told us, the Lord said, verse 2, Judah shall go up. Indeed, I have delivered the land into his hand. And verse 3 is my area of emphasis. And Judah said to Simon, his brother, come up with me into my lot, that we may do what? Fight against the Canaanites. And I likewise will go with thee into thy lot. And so Simon went with him. Hallelujah. God gave the word that Judah was to go off first. And Judah called his brother, let us go together. Christianity is not a one-man show. It has never been. Even though you were called to take your inheritance individually, we cannot do so individually. We go up together. Praise the Lord. Am I making sense to you this morning? You cannot run your life as an individual. But it's my life. Nobody can control my life. You don't understand God. You don't understand God. It is true. See, Christianity is full of paradox. Truths that appear to oppose one another. And that's where the wisdom lies, that you can balance the two. Amen. Paul spoke to Timothy. He said, take care to your doctrine so that you can save yourself and others. Praise God. But if you decide to save yourself and abandon the others, you are going to be guilty. If you save others and abandon yourself, you are also guilty. Do you understand? So what is the technique? Save yourself so that you can save others. There is nothing like a one-man riot squad in the kingdom. Nothing like that. And so the Bible recorded that Simon went with him. And you will read the whole story down. Everywhere Judah went, they conquered. Everywhere they went. Every nation they attacked, they subdued it. Took over the place and occupied it. Hallelujah. But not the other 10 tribes. I want to show you. Can we jump down? I don't have the time to go through. Hallelujah. Can we go to verse 21? Go down to verse 21. And these were the individual superstars. And the children of Benjamin, who went alone, who stood alone, who fellowshipped alone. They had no time to walk with the other brothers. They did not seek for their assistance. They went alone. And the Bible says, and the children of Benjamin did not. It was not that they did not, but they could not drive out the Jebusites that inhabit Jerusalem. But the Jebusites dwell with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem unto that day. Was that what God gave as an instruction? God said, drive them out and occupy. Benjamin could not drive them out. Benjamin opted to cohabit with the sinful. Do you remember Psalm 1 verse 1? Blessed is the man that does not do what? That does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Can you give it to me? That does not stand in the way of sinners. Neither does he do what? Sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Benjamin compromised his calling. Benjamin compromised his position. Benjamin chose to do it alone, and for that reason he could not drive out the Jebusites from Jerusalem. Do you know who later came to drive out the Jebusites from Jerusalem? David. Look at the thousands of years that elapsed before David came and drove them out. Now that's a story for another day. The Bible says these same Jebusites were in Jerusalem, and Philistines were they were in their garrison when the anointing of the Lord came upon Saul. And Saul prophesied and prophesied and prophesied and passed through in front of the garrison, and he did nothing. But immediately they anointed David. The first thing that David did was to take Jerusalem from the Jebusites. Am I talking to you? We have a Christianity that is not kingdom minded. One of the attributes of a person who is kingdom minded is that he must have expansionist tendency. He must have what? An expansionist tendency. That's why America is afraid of the emerging Chinese power. China is beginning to flex a muscle. Even though they are not there yet. Don't make any mistake. There is no country in the world that can still meet America in the battlefront. They can't meet them. They all know it. But America knows that if it does not begin to pressurize China, China will one day rise and look them in the face and dare them. Am I talking to you? Am I talking? So it is with the kingdom. Satan is looking at those who will rise and come and dare him. But one day somebody must rise and dare him. Now the story went, and the children of Benjamin could not do it. Now let's go further and see the other tribes and see what they also could not do. And verse 22. And the house of Joseph also went up against Bethel, and the Lord was with them. And the house of Joseph sent men to spy, and the Bible recorded in verse 25, so he showed them the entrance to the city, and they struck the city with the edge of the sword, but they let the man go with all his family. Now, verse 27, however, Manasseh did not drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shen and his villages, or Taknak and his villages, not the inhabitants of Do and his villages, or the inhabitants of Iblim and his villages, or the inhabitants of Medigo and his villages, for the Canaanites were determined to dwell in that land. And it came to pass when Israel was strong that they put the Canaanites under tribute, but did not completely drive them out. And the whole story of Israel was that they were cohabiting with the people that God told them destroy. They did not destroy it. Who knows why? I don't know. But I suspect that this lack of cooperation was a problem. Now, I want to show you something. Now, in the time they were crossing into the promised land, the Bible recorded that there was something that happened in the book of Numbers. Hallelujah. Let us look at Numbers. Take me to Numbers 32. Let's pick the talk from verse 17. Numbers 32 from verse 17. Now let me give you the background. Two and a half tribes of Israel are taking their possession on this other side of Jordan. The others, you know, were going to cross over. And there was a problem. Moses was angry with them that they were only interested in their own thing,
And they had to make this promise to Moses. And they told Moses, no, we will not behave like that. And so I'm picking the top from verse 17. But we ourselves will go ready armed before the children of Israel until we have brought them unto their place. And our little ones shall dwell in the fenced cities because of the inhabitants of the land. Verse 18. We shall not return unto our houses until the children of Israel have inherited every man his inheritance. And we shall not inherit with them on yonder side Jordan or forward, because our inheritance is fallen to us on this side Jordan eastward. And Moses said unto them, if you will do this thing, if you will go armed before the Lord to war, and will go all of you armed over Jordan before the Lord, till he had driven out his enemies before him, the land be subdued before the Lord, then afterward you shall return and be guiltless before the Lord and before Israel, and the land shall be your possession before the Lord. Now, this was the half tribe of Manasseh, and which tribe again was that? Was it Judah? No, it wasn't Judah. Reuben. Could you have been there? Praise the Lord. Amen. It was okay. It was Gad and the children of Reuben. They had taken possession eastward of Jordan, and they were going to settle. And Moses said, no, you cannot settle. Because you have taken your own possession, you have no right to settle. Listen to me. Paul gave us the same principle in the New Testament. He said, if one member of the body is hurt, he said the whole member is affected. Have you not read that before? You don't know. A member is sick and nobody cares. Ultimately, it will affect all of us. You may not understand how it will come about, but it will affect us. Likewise, if a member begins to walk deliberately in sin and nobody checks him or her, say eventually that thing will spread. Do you follow me? Likewise, when somebody starts a thing and nobody grabs it, everybody gets to suffer one way or the other. So somehow, what you do ultimately affects me. Praise the Lord. And likewise, we take this thing further to the issue of divine inheritance. You now should understand that every one of us, we are all committed or should be committed to make sure that every member of the body enters his or her inheritance. So Paul said, watch out for every other, for each other. Watch out for who? For each other. He said that as we see the day approaching, what should we do? We should not forsake. Hallelujah. And so Moses demanded that the tribe of Gad and that of Reuben must cross over. And they made a pledge. They said they will leave their children behind, but they will cross over with their brethren and make sure that all their brethren enter their own possession. But in Judges we read that that did not happen. Are you with me? They did not keep to the terms of the agreement. And now see the consequences in chapter 2 of their failures. Because they made promises, they made commitments to one another, and they did not keep those commitments, consequences came forth. Chapter 2, Judges. Look at verse 1. Then the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I led you up from Egypt and brought you to the land which I swore to your fathers, and I said, I will never break my covenant with you, and you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. But you see, they did make covenants with the inhabitants of those lands. By dwelling with them, they made a covenant. By refusing to push them out, by refusing to annihilate them, they entered a covenant without realizing it. That you will tear down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Therefore, I also said, I will not drive them out before you, but they shall be thorns in your sight, and their gods shall be a snare to you. So it was when the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voices and wept. Then they called the name of the place Bochim, and they sacrificed there before the Lord.
Then Joshua had dismissed the people, the children of Israel, went each to his own inheritance to possess the land. Now, verse 7 said, hear this. So the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who had lived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord, which he had done for Israel. Now Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died when he was 110 years of age. And they buried him within the border of his inheritance at Timnath-Heres in the mountains of Ephraim on the north side of Mount Gahash. When all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord, nor the work which he had done for Israel. May we never have a generation like that in the name of Jesus. But there was a leadership problem. God anticipated this problem by telling Moses, tell Israel, what I have taught you, teach to your children. Is that so? Who will teach the other one? And there will be a successive generational inheritance that is passed down through the ages. Do you follow me? They were to tell them about the God of their fathers. Now, a generation rose who did not see those mighty works. A generation rose who did not, who had no direct contact with God. The Bible says, in the days of those elders, they served God. But the minute those elders died, they went down. Did that not happen in church history? After the fathers died, John the apostle was the last of the apostles. When he died, the church descended into the dark ages. Many of you are here this morning because people are around you. There are brothers and sisters around you. There are people who will ask you questions. There are people who will encourage you. But suppose I take you and I drop you in Maiduguri, will you come back a Christian? I was in the UK. I met guys. I had guys. Guys who worked in supernatural anointing. Got to UK and that anointing died. One met Reverend K. They told him that this guy's, Pastor Tom said, he saw that when he was a student, he had prayed for a person whose hand was short, and he saw the hand grow out. The guy got to UK and stopped pursuing God. He began pursuing pounds. One day he was walking. Reverend K was somewhere seated. He just passed Reverend K, and he turned around and came back and said, are you Reverend K? And K was like, how do you know? Just smiled. Because the calling and the gifting is still there. But pound will not let him think. If I drop you there, will you come back as a believer when you left, or you come back and you start telling stories? Somebody told me of his brother that when they were in Nigeria, when his brother prayed, he used to think that he was not born again. His brother got to Canada and he said, I see this is your Bible, this thing you are doing, I don't understand. You know, that God is not like that. And he went back, Jesus, we are not sure of Jesus himself. And he was like, Ebo, Alpha. Environment, I call it environmental anointing. There is no conviction there. You don't know the God of the fathers and the fathers are. Pastor was talking about the God of the fathers. We've never studied him, we don't even know him. Babalola has died. We are still worshipping the God of Babalola. Nobody has any interaction with him. So when that generation died that knew the Lord, a generation rose that did not know the Lord. You may disagree with me, but I blame that generation that did not sit them down to teach them and make them know that certain things were sacrosanct. We have a generation now that mocks and makes fun at sin. We say, Sally is not saying, Pastor, why are you talking like that? It's not like that. Now, we You don't understand what the Bible says. You don't be conformed to this world. You don't understand. So the same thing God told Israel. Don't conform. Don't enter a covenant with the gods of the land. Many of you are entering the covenant without realizing you are cutting covenants. Because you subscribe to a philosophy. Who told you that the most beautiful girl must be slim? Who told you? Brothers, raise up your hand. Am I talking to you? Where did you find it that only slim girls are beautiful? especially light complexion girls. So if you are dark, you feel bad. Am I talking? Who sold you that lie? You are conforming without realizing it. You are cutting covenants with the gods of this house without realizing it. You are living a lie and you think you are okay. No, you are not okay, my brother. You need to be born again. Praise God. There was a time we believed that every light and complexion girl was a man-made spirit. Satan sold us that lie. We took God to deliver us. Praise God. But when I got to the north, I saw that complexion people that had mammy water. I said, hey, so mammy water is not localized. It's not riverine area. Demon is demon. Anywhere you find them, they're demons. Praise God. Look at this and verse 11. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Baal. Are you there? They served Balaam. Next verse. What did they do? And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods. Of the gods of the people that were round about them, the people that they accommodated, the people that they dwelt together with, began to influence them. Why is it easier for a believer to be influenced with sin than to be influenced with righteousness? I don't know whether you understand me. Why is it that when you put a believer in the midst of sinners, there's a way it conforms? It does not. See, some of you have. It's not a personality problem. Is it a personality problem? No, it's not personality. I don't know what. There's a problem, sir. I don't remember the word there. How can you, or what makes you think that the God that unbelievers serve is superior to the God you serve? Am I making sense to you? What makes you think that the way he or she dresses is superior to the way you dress? What makes you think that a Yoruba man speaking English is superior to the English you are speaking, like my own bush English? Amen. Am I making sense? What makes you think that you are inferior? Here is inferiority complex. Some of you, many of you have inferiority complex. There's something about us that when we come into a group of people, what we begin to look for are the differences between us. How did we learn that? We learned that in school. Like and unlike. Similar and what? That's why the devil began to teach you all those things. We are looking for differences. We are looking for what makes me better than Dami. Are you with me? And it's something for me to use in oppressing him. Praise the Lord. And so if I have sold to him that only tall people know God, he will begin to feel inferior every time he stands beside me. I don't know whether you understand me. Do you understand me? That is not right. Who told you that only tall people know God? Has it anything to do with size or race or whatever? No. Praise God. And so we begin to measure one another. And so when I come somewhere, I say, where school did you go to, Pastor? I went to Federal Government College, Iduani, and you went to Olorogbo Grammar School. Immediately you feel inferior. Oh, Akure Grammar School. Alakure Grammar School. Immediately. Both of you are in the same class. You passed JAMB and pursued me together. You were on merit list. Am I talking to somebody? Yet, when you hear he went to KC, immediately you step down. You need to work on yourself. It's not right. Whatever brought you there means that you are good. He didn't come here to sell beans. Hallelujah. I am, though God said don't be proud, but I'm proud to be a believer. Amen. I should not be ashamed when if it is Dangote, if Dangote is standing or Tedola is standing, who are the people who are standing? Jacoban are standing, and I'm afraid to say I'm a pastor. Do you follow me? If I tell them I'm a pastor, they may not give me the contract. Something is wrong with you. You have done what Israel did. You want to serve their gods. Praise God. You can't take a position. I said, no. I am proud of who I am. I'm not inferior to you in any way. Hallelujah. There's that inferiority complex that makes people conform. That makes people want to submit to a teaching and to a doctrine and to a philosophy that is demonic. You are not proud of your inheritance. Esau said, what is the birthright to me? Because he had seen other people fight over birthright. Are you guys in Akure? Do you watch Ojoko Ojogbo? They always fight over birthright. So here I am, my twin brother is asking for birthright. What is the birthright? What does my father have? Look at everything. You know what they had? They had tents and goats. I'm not even sure that Abraham was the richest of Isaac was the richest in that city. Praise the Lord. So what was the birthright issue? That you want to kill me? I beg my friend, give me food, may I chop? Because he despised it. Don't despise your birthright. Israel despised their birthright. Israel sold their birthright. And for that reason, the Bible says they forsook the Lord their God. And that was what led to God giving them judges. And every time a judge came, they followed God. And after that judge died, they went back. Do you see how the church has been going up and down? One day we just get one superstar. His name is Babalola. After Babalola has died, we go back where we came from. Then one day, after 10 years, God will raise another person. We follow him. After he has died, we go back to where we came from. How long will we continue like this? We need to wake up. I still submit that many prayers we pray are blasted because of our life of disobedience. Read the book of Judges. Every time they sin, God gave them over to their enemies. And their enemies will oppress them. Until they cried, that's when God will have mercy. He will send another judge to deliver them. And that thing kept on going, and it kept on happening until they asked for a king. And that is a story for another day entirely. But the story of Israel did not change. Israel kept repeating the same mistakes in different ways, but technically the same all over again. And we are here this morning, and we are also repeating the same mistakes. God is God. God will not change. If God says something is not right, please, no modern philosophy can make it right. Am I saying that? Are you with me? If God says something is not acceptable, it is not acceptable. I preach two messages in this message. Is that okay? The message of togetherness. Working as a team. If you read the whole story of Acts of Apostles, they all went as a team. It was also a team ministry. I learned that one firsthand in my service here when we were together. There were certain girls that made it their mission to bring us down. But because we were two, it was difficult to make two of us to fall. Praise God. I mean, it's not possible. When my brother, open your eyes in Jesus' name. I cast out that he will arise. Praise God. But I said, two is better than one. A threefold cord is not easily broken. It's not just husband and wife. Church is a conglomerate of believers. It's a unit that should not be broken. Every time a sheep strays, it becomes prey to the enemy. That is what lions do. Have you seen lions in National Geographic? They see the herd of buffaloes or so, they charge into them. They are not planning to kill all of them. The idea is for them to scatter. When they scatter, they pick the vulnerable among them and they go. We must know how to keep a cohesive unit as we pursue this destiny of laying hold upon the promise that was given to us. We cannot do it alone. So some of you that are running a one-man show, I'm sorry for you. The day the enemy catches up with you,
May God have somebody as a backup to go and save you. May God send a David to go and rescue you. But I'm not sure I will be the person. I'm not sure. Glory to God. You didn't laugh. You didn't like that. Praise God. We have rescued some. I've tried my own bit. But please, it's not a very pleasant work. Supposing David said, God will rescue you from the hand of lion. And the lion turns on him and tears his face. You know, he will stop being a fine boy. Eh? David will stop being a fine boy. Sisters will not look at his face again. Praise God. So please. Thank you, Prophet. And the second thing, don't conform. Don't do what? That is what it leads. Let me close on this. You see, I asked a brother who was in the military. I was asking him certain things. I was saying, is it easy for a brother or a Christian to go into the military and you have a Christian soldier and all that? He said he survived NDA by the grace of God. He went into NDA as a believer. Said he barely survived. He just barely did what? Survived. And so I said, so if that be the case, who then can be saved? And he said this. He said, except to go in as a group. What did I say? A group. So that's the way both of all of you can strengthen one another. I now understand what happened to Daniel. Daniel and his, how many fellows? Four other friends. That was what helped them to stand against the pressure that Babylon placed on them. Many of you are in this church, you don't have friends. You won't survive. I'm not cursing you. It's just a natural consequence. You will not survive it. By the time Babylon puts pressure on you, you will go. Who are you answerable to? Who will look at you and say, bros, you are going too far, come back? Who will tell you that, sister, this thing you are doing is not right? Who are you answerable to among your brethren? You may say, pastor, is too far. If I'm too far, what about those around you? Who are your... Look, I am Pastor Bella, I've been coming many years. It's not today. Am I making sense to you? Ha! There is great reward when you are bonded. There is great reward when you are answerable. Some of you are not answerable to anybody. You won't go far. It's the truth. In this, except it's not Christianity. If you want to follow the principles of this world, Machiavellian principle, you run it alone. But even Liverpool says you don't walk alone. Even Liverpool has government, they have kingdom mentality. Why are you behaving like us now? Praise the Lord. Can we bow our heads to pray? There are decisions we need to make. And we need to make them in the presence of God. There are adjustments that need.
If you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit, you can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings, School of Diocesis every Tuesday 6 p.m., Governmental Prayers every Thursday 6 p.m., Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.